everyone. Welcome back to this week's episode of Fat Chat. I'm Lori Boxer, Weight Noma Diet Center. Weight control is a widespread concern for many women after pregnancy and is difficult for many of them to handle emotionally. Unfortunately, most women are already overweight when they conceive, and the eating habits that got them overweight or obese are very hard to break during pregnancy. And then, of course, there are those women who are at a healthy weight prior to pregnancy, but for some reason, they think the pregnancy is, their time to live a little and get off the good eating regimen that was their norm. So, they spend 8 or 9 months living large, so to speak, and all of a sudden find themselves unable to get back to the good eating habits that they had prior to becoming pregnant. Now, first of all, you need to understand that a gain of 15 to 30 pounds is the wide range of what is considered reasonable during pregnancy. Now, of course, this may vary according to how heavy a woman is before she becomes pregnant. A heavier woman may be advised to try to stay within the lower end of the weight gain during the weight gain range during pregnancy. Weight gains of 50, 60, 70 pounds or more are absolutely not necessary and is absolutely within a woman's control to avoid. If you are currently very overweight and contemplating a pregnancy, it is in your best interest to start focusing on losing weight now. There are so many potentially harmful changes to a fetus of an overweight or obese mother, as well as, of course, potential serious medical issues for the mother. I mean, the more fit you are, the easier in most cases to conceive, the easier to carry to term, the lower the risk of gestational diabetes, the healthier the baby, the easier the delivery. And additionally, the better shape you are in going into a pregnancy, the less difficult it is to stay focused on a healthy eating lifestyle all throughout your pregnancy. Overweight women are more apt, to throw caution to the wind when they're pregnant. They're already overweight. They're pregnant. They may as well indulge and enjoy it. And, they promise themselves that they're going to go on a diet, right after they give birth. Not, okay? Second, it's a myth that weight loss after pregnancy can only be successful if it occurs rapidly. When you give birth, you lose around 10 to 13 pounds pretty immediately. And when you return home again, you continue to lose water. And once your uterus returns to its original size, you'll lose another 4 to 7 pounds. If you are nursing, you'll get back to your normal weight more quickly. Nursing costs about 1,000 calories per day and is one of the most efficient ways to make sure that the extra fat and water added during pregnancy are transferred to the rightful owner. The rate of weight loss after pregnancy depends on several factors, such as whether there were complications with the pregnancy or delivery. Pregnancy complications can make a woman feel weak and or interfere with her mobility. And of course, less mobility means less calories burned. Certain diseases like postpartum inflammation of the thyroid gland, which is a common complication that shows itself soon after delivery, can cause weight struggles if they're severe. Other factors include whether the woman has other medical illnesses or takes medications that might make weight loss difficult in the first place. So ladies, please have realistic expectations about how long it takes to lose weight. Just as for anyone else, about 1 to 2 pounds per week on average is healthy. Rapid weight loss won't stay off. Rational weight loss can stay off. Although there are vastly different approaches to weight control, your weight loss and maintenance will be most successful if a program is individualized for you. Individualized plans are the only way to get around the specific food preferences or limitations or eating triggers and time constraints that each woman will have. Your body needs some additional energy and nutrients to meet the extra requirements of feeding and generally looking after your baby. And it's a healthy program that will ask you to eat a wide variety of foods from all the food groups. Drink plenty of water. Avoid empty calories of soda and juice. Avoid skipping meals, especially breakfast. Take the time to have a nutritious lunch and dinner. Have your meals at regular intervals. Have balanced meals and snacks without too much fat or sugar. Exercise, stationary bike, walking, even for a short time every day. Radical diets may get quicker results, but you then run the risk of feeling ill from depriving yourself of certain nutrients on those kinds of fad diets. In addition, if you're nursing, I should hope that you don't want to risk harming your baby's nutrition by a potentially dangerous or severely restrictive diet. If you're a woman who was in good shape before pregnancy, all of the above factors combined with a guided, structured eating well program will give you the best chance to get your figure back 6 to 8 months after delivery. Remember this, post-pregnancy weight loss is not a contest or a race. Get into shape at a healthy pace for your sake and for your baby. And that's my Fat Chat for the week. Please visit LoriBoxer.com to read blogs, listen to podcasts, get info about programs, services, and fees, answers to frequently asked questions, and follow me on my social sites. Until next time, I'm Lori Boxer, Weight No More Diet Center, and remember, nothing tastes as good as being slim feels.